Group Bell presents The Adventures of Dom Tuffy.
When we last left our hero, he had just obtained the wrong number for the Defuniak Telephone Company and was about to originate the call. Let's listen.
Is not in service. This is a recording in Defuniak, Pennsylvania. If you need assistance, please deposit 5 cents and an operator will answer.
Let's see. Where's my red box? Oh, here it is.
Thank you.
Ring! Ring! What number are you dialing?
975-2638.
Oh, that's a non-working number. Who are you calling, please?
I'm calling the manager.
Just a moment. I'll get you information. Ring! Information?
Yeah. Give me the number for the manager.
We can connect you directly. I'll have to get you the inward operator. Ring! Ring! Defuniak?
Give me the manager.
I'll get you the business office operator. One moment, please. Ring! Business office operator, what number are you calling in reference to?
Give me the manager.
Just a moment, I'll connect you with a representative. Ring! Mr. Glass, may I help you?
Give me the manager. Give me the manager.
I'll signal the business office operator to connect you. Hold on. Flash, flash, flash. Yes? Yes, can you please give this customer the manager? Certainly, one moment, please. Ring! Ring! Manager David Glass, may I help you?
Yeah. Are you the manager?
Yes, I am.
I'm Dominic J. Tuffy from Bell Telephone, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about your company.
Go ahead, Mr. Tuffy.
I'd like to know, first of all, who makes your equipment?
We make it ourselves.
You make it yourselves?
Yes, we do.
Out of what?
Mahogany.
What kind of rate structure do you have?
Well, it costs 35 cents to get a dial tone, and that gives you 3 digits. And then it's 2 cents for each additional digit.
I see. We've been trying to get one of those in our system for years.
Just a moment, Mr. Tuffy. I have to take another call. Hold on. At the tone, the time will be 3:23 and 30 seconds. Da-ha! No, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm perfectly fine. Back with you, Mr. Tuffy. By the way, busy signals are our best bargain.
Why is that?
They only cost a penny. An incoming service is 5 cents for the first 2 minutes and 5 cents for each additional 30 seconds.
You must have pretty complicated billing equipment. Who makes it?
Oh, we don't have any billing equipment. Everybody has coin phones.
I see. And how do you collect the money?
Yes, the recording collects it for us.
What recording?
Good afternoon. This is the profit-making Defuniak Telephone Company. Please deposit 5 cents for the next 30 seconds.
Just a moment.
Thank you.
Oh, just a minute, Mr. Tuffy. I see a customer is making a call. Would you like to hear what it sounds like?
Sure.
Okay, first they have to put in the money. Hold on, I have to give him dial tone.
Mr. Glass, what are those high-pitched dings I'm hearing in between the digits?
Those dings are the sounds of pennies going into the phone.
I see. That customer sure sounds like he's dialing a lot of digits. How many digits are phone numbers?
Well, our phone numbers are 7 digits. But to call them, you first have to dial 111
2 cents a digit, that ain't bad.
Oh, just a minute, the number's busy. Busy, busy, busy! Why don't you hang up your phone? Don't you see the number's busy, busy? Boy, thank heaven he hung up. Some people are very slow, you know.
Yeah, I know. We have some pretty slow ones here in security.
Speaking of security, I've noted some strange activities in a building on Trey Street in Philadelphia. It's out of my area, so I don't know what to do.
Oh, Trey Street in Philadelphia, huh? We're gonna have to make note of that.
Yes.
Good afternoon. This is the profit-making Defuniak Telephone Company. Please deposit 5 cents for the next 30 seconds.
Just a minute. Let me look.
Deposit 5 cents or your service will be interrupted.
But I don't have any more money.
Find new sources of revenue.
Revenue? Hey, that's my line.
Don't get involved.
Look, Mr. Glass, maybe I should use my red box.
Intervention is useless. Deposit your money.
But I don't have any more money.
You're irritating. Your number will be disconnected.
But I'm...
That's pretty good. We ought to put one of those in our system.
The New York Telephone Company is useless.
Useless, huh? I'll show that recording who's useless.
Will our hero carry out his threat? Will we ever find out what's happening on Trey Street in Philadelphia? Will David Glass's line ever be restored? Will you be able to stand listening to the rest of these tapes?
Do you think I'm going to do the ID at the end of this one?
Shut up! The answer to these questions and more might be in our next episode. But don't count on it.
Right, hi, matey.
Deposit your money.
Just a moment. This is a group bell production.